Hebrews chapter 7, we'll begin reading tonight at verse 23. He says in verse 23, he says that, "And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost." Now watch this, "that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." Amen. And you can be seated. Well, we do appreciate God tonight and what He's doing and what He wants to do in this place. We thank Him for His blessings upon us, and we thank Him the way that God has set this thing up, the way He set it up. I'm glad I didn't set it up. I'm glad I didn't design it. I'm glad I wasn't the architect, even of salvation. But I'm glad tonight that I'm serving a holy God who's the former and the architect even of our salvation. I appreciate that tonight. And we see in the Hebrews here, he tells us that there was many priests that come before Jesus, and they would preach and they would teach and they would suffer along the way, but they would, by reason of death, they would go out of here. But he said there was one man that came along, and he said by this man, praise God, there was a continuance forever in an unchangeable priesthood. I'm glad for that tonight. He said, wherefore he is able. Amen. Ain't you glad God's able tonight? Ain't you glad that whenever we can't, praise God, God can? Ain't you glad, praise God, that when it don't seem possible, praise God, God does the impossible? Amen. Still reaching through those obstacles, past those obstacles, praise God, and doing those things that we could never even imagine that God could do. You say, "Preacher, you really believe that?" Praise God, he reached down one night, Brother Andrew, and saved my soul. Amen. Hey, there's a whole lot of people never believe that happened. But praise God, my God saved me one day. Amen. Praise the Lord. He loved me and he done that for me. Amen. He's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God. Now I want you to notice he's able to save them from the uttermost unto the uttermost. Praise God. Amen. Did you get that? He's able to save them from the uttermost to the uttermost. You might say that is he's able to save them from the guttermost, praise God, to the uttermost. Amen. From the guttermost to the uttermost. God's able to save tonight. And He does. He does it right well. Amen. He helps in our hearts. Amen. Why does He do it? He said that uttermost that come unto God by Him. Who? Jesus Christ. Those that come to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Seeing that He, Jesus, praise God, ever liveth to make intercession for them. So we see here that he ever lived. Did you know Jesus lives? His whole desire, his whole life is about being an intercessor for us. Hey, he loved us so much that he died for us. And he's there interceding for us tonight on our behalf. Amen. He intercedes to God. Now praise God. If you got that this morning, praise the Lord. And what we did, we closed our eyes. For those of you right here, we closed our eyes, praise God, and we marched with Jesus right into the throne of God. Amen. Right into the presence of His holiness, praise God, on the throne of grace. And we've seen God Almighty. And if we can't see God Almighty way up here, praise God, and we're missing the picture. But praise God, I hope God paints you a picture this morning where you can see God sitting on His throne. I mean in power and majesty and great glory. And praise God, and Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. In the presence of glory, in the presence of splendor, praise God, to intercede for me and you. Amen. Praise God, it don't get no better than that. We got the blessed Son of God interceding on our behalf. Praise the Lord. Interceding for us, praying, if you will, for us. Amen. You think about that, that the precious Lamb of God is praying for me and you. You say, "Well, preacher, you think he really is?" Hey, praise God, he did while he was here. Why do you think he don't do it while he's there? Amen. If Jesus prayed for us here, I mean prayed continually for me and you, what makes you think he's not praying for you over there? Amen. Praise the Lord. So he's interceding on your behalf. And I will preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. When Jesus prays for you. Amen. When Jesus prays for you. You know what happens when Jesus prays for you? He intercedes for you, pray God, on your behalf. In other words, He prays for you. Amen. Have you ever thought about what Jesus prays? We don't think about that. I bet you probably hadn't ever thought about Jesus praying up there till just now. If you be honest. Amen. You see that He intercedes. How do you think He's praying? The Bible said He prays the Father. Amen. For me and you. So He prays to the Father. Amen. He prays to, amen. They're sitting side by side. Praise God. He's just as much God as the Father. But praise God. He prays for me and you. He communicates me and you to God Almighty. See, that's why we can't do without the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to believe in Him. We have to accept Him. We have to trust Him. We have to have Him. Amen, as our Lord and Savior. I told him this morning, if you don't have Jesus, you ain't got nothing. Amen? You ain't got nothing if you haven't got Jesus. But we see Jesus, you say, well, preacher, Jesus prayed for me. What does He do for me? Number one, He sent us a comforter. Amen, He prayed to the Father that He had sent us a comforter. In John chapter 14, verse 16, He said, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, a consoler, praise God, that He may abide with you for just a little while. He said, no. He said that He may abide with you forever. He said, pray God, hey, listen, our God ain't no Indian giver. Amen? He said, what Jesus say? He said, I will pray the Father. Amen. He shall give you another comforter that He may abide with you forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessed hope we have when Jesus prays for us. Amen. I will say, glory to God, if you're a child of God now, you've got a comforter, a consoler in the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. In John chapter 15, verse 26, the Bible says, but when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of me. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you get to know about Jesus? Praise God. Through the Holy Ghost of God that lives in you. Amen. Praise God, because Jesus has already prayed for you. Praise God. He already prayed the Father to send you the sweet Spirit of God to speak to your heart. And He lives in you, praise God. It abides in you. Amen. Verse 27, He goes on and says, And ye also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Amen. Hey, I won't say something, but from the day that you get saved, you're with Jesus and He's with you. Amen. He's told us that He would never leave us nor forsake us. So from the time you accept Him, praise God, you draw nigh to Him. Glory be God, He draws nigh to you. Amen. Amen. And He's there to help you and encourage you all the days of your life. So we see, praise God, that great intercessor that we have in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He's praying for you. He's praying for you to have a comforter, a consoler, that when it's in the dark of the night, in a dismal time, praise God, there's somebody to speak to your heart and say, you know what? Peace be still. Have you ever had that happen? Have you ever had one of the kids sick or something going on, something tragic, seems like something tragic, and all of a sudden you just pray and you put it in God's hands, and all of a sudden there's just a calm about it comes over you. There's a peace. Where do you think that comes from? Amen. There's an intercessor up there. He hears that prayer and he says, oh, Father. And phew. Amen. And He bestows on us that peace. Praise God, that comes to the Father. Or comes from the Father, amen. It blesses our heart. It helps us, praise God. So see that Jesus, that intercessor, He's praying for us, praise God. And He sends us a comforter, amen. A consoler to help us. In John chapter 17, amen. In John chapter 17, not only does He pray and send us that comforter, that consoler, but praise God, He prays and He sends us security. Amen. Because of that, He says, you know what? You can have peace and know, praise God, about God. In John chapter 17, verse 11, He says, and now I am no more in the world. Now He's in this high priestly prayer. You got to remember this. John chapter 17, Jesus is praying for us. He's praying for mankind. He's praying to usward. He said, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. Boy, I tell you what, that throws that belief that you can't be, that you can be saved and be lost and be saved and be lost. Praise God, that kind of throws that out the window. Hey man, he said, you know what? He said, I just want to give you some security to know, praise God. He said, hey, it's not in me, but praise God, you're in the Father's hand.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. He said that, hey, not only does he send you a comforter, but praise God, he sends you security to know, praise God, and it's you're not to keep in yourself, but praise God, there's a good God of glory tonight that's got you in your hand and got your best interest at his concern.
Yeah.
Amen. He's concerned about your best interest, what I was trying to say. Praise God, he knows exactly where you're at, where you need, praise God. And amen, he's willing and able to do all that he needs to do. So we see Jesus is praying, praise God, for your security. I want to say, praise God, that's better than any security blanket you can have. Amen. Jesus is praying not only for a comfort, but for security. Amen. He wants you to be secure in your faith. He wants you to be secure in your knowledge of him. He wants you to be secure, praise God, in His power, in His might, in His glory. Amen.
Amen.
And He said, Father, I'm counting you. He said, Holy Father, keep through thine own, through thy own name, those whom thou hast given me. Amen. He said, if God let you be saved, let you slide off, if He didn't secure you, praise God, then it would be a transgression against His own name. Amen. That's why God deals with our hearts and He pulls us back. Gets us back to where we need to be. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? Because Jesus is praying. Amen. Jesus is praying for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see that. We see the comfort. We see the security. But not only that, but we see the unity. Do you know Jesus is praying for unity in the believers? Amen. He's praying for it to be drawn together. Praise God, into a closeness and a close-knit, a family, praise God, into a living organism. Amen. He says that they may be one as we are. Amen. Verse 21 says that they all may be one. Amen. He said, I'm praying, praise God, that they all come together as one, that you'll bring them together, praise God, in unity, bring them together in oneness. I told some of them this morning, praise God, I was there Friday, and Lord, really, I was going through my prayer list, and my cousin's name, I hadn't seen him in over a year, I guess, and his name kept coming into my mind. I kept thinking about him. So I got my phone, and I dialed him up, and I said, Brother Dennis, I just want to call tell you, my cousin, I said, I just want to tell you I love you, and I'm praying for you, I'm thinking about you. I've had you on my mind. And son, for about 2 hours, we just rejoiced in the Lord. I mean, just a prayer of God, and praise God, he had been in a low spot. He had been in a place, praise God, where he needs somebody to lift him up. Need a little bit of exhortation, praise God. And God allowed me. He put on my heart, and I called him. I didn't know it, but he told me for over a year he had been sick, that he was dying. He had a kidney disease. He was dying. There was no cure. But he said, you know what? He said, they told me I wouldn't live but a year. And he said, it's been over a year. So I went back to the doctor. And the doctor said, I don't understand this. You should have been gone. So I'm just, being honest. He said, well, if you'll sit down there in that chair, he said, I'll tell you what happened. Amen. And he said, the doctor sat down there in the chair. I guess he thought he was going to tell him about some great big molecule, some herb that he eat or something like that. But he said, you know what? He said, it's good God of glory. And Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he's touched me and he's keeping me here for some reason.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, it's God Almighty the reason I'm still here.
Amen.
Amen. And see, I'd called to encourage and help him, praise God. He got to telling me that and I started going, well, glory. Amen. That's bubbling up in my soul, praise God. Amen. And I got off the phone. I think I told him this morning. I got off the phone with him, and I went in the house and was doing some things. I was getting ready to get supper. My phone rang. It was my cousin Gary. Hadn't heard from him for a while. He said, I was coming home from work. I just wanted to call and tell you, Lord, put you on my mind. I just want to tell you, I'm praying for you. But I tell you, I about had his spell. I said, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You knew what I needed. You knew where I was at. Praise God. And through the unity of the Spirit, praise you, God, give me some counsel and you give me some comfort. Amen. Amen. I tell you, I was stepping about that high when my wife come in. Praise God. I said, let me tell you what God done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Me and her both sat there and cried. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know what he's doing? I told her, I said, you know what he's doing? He's reaching out over here and he's reaching out over there and he's getting God's little children and he's bringing, starting to bring them together. Amen. Where we're getting in one mind and one accord. Amen. He's starting to pull us together and draw us to each other. Amen. The devil don't like you. He's going to fight. He's going to fight a sword, but praise God. I'm glad that God is greater. Amen. That one that's greater that is in me is greater than he that's in the world. He just keeps pulling me to himself. Amen. Do you feel that magnetic pull this morning, this evening? Feel that magnetic pull as he's pulling us together? He said, unite in the Lord. Praise God. The day's at the end. Amen. It's about finished. Praise the Lord. He said, just come together for God's glory. Amen. Praise God. So he gives us counsel, he gives us security, he gives us unity. Amen. Look at verse 13. He not only gives us counsel, he gives us security, he gives us unity, but praise God, he fills us with joy. Amen. Amen. I tell you, God's so good. He said, now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have joy fulfilled in themselves. He said, not only does he pray that we could have a counselor, a consoler, a comforter, praise God, with us all the time. Not only does he pray that we could have security, praise God, that'll help us and encourage our heart, but praise God, and not only does he bring us together in unity, but he said, praise God, well, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to pour out joy on purpose. Amen. I'm just going to let you rejoice in the journey. Amen. What a God, God. Our Lord Savior, our intercessor is praying for us. Praise God. He said, hey, Lord. He said, while I'm still here, let me just go ahead and request a big old bait of joy. Amen. Just joy, unspeakable. Praise God, be poured out upon them. That they might just rejoice in the joy of the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, they ain't nothing like joy in the Lord. Amen. You get the joy, Lord. You get the rejoicing, and Lord, praise God, ain't nothing like it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those old mully grubs that we have in this old life, Lord, amen, they'll start hitting the door when you start rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. You ever try? You get disgruntled. You get distraught. You get to arguing and a fussing with the youngins. You get to arguing and fussing with one another. You get to arguing and fussing with neighbor. And pray God, in the midst of all that, you just stop like that prodigal. You come to yourself and you just start rejoicing in the Lord. Say, well, glory be to God. God's in charge anyway. Amen. I'm just going to rejoice and joy in the Lord. Amen. 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 You're a preacher. How could you do that? Jesus has prayed for it. Praise God. Amen. He said, I'll pull you together. We'll have unity. We'll draw together. Praise God. And you can just rejoice a while. Amen. So not only does he give us that unity, but he gives us joy in the trip. Joy in the journey. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. You say, well, preacher, you just don't know what I'm going through. This whole world's a rough place. Amen. Well, he gives you protection from the evil while you're traveling. Amen. Look at verse 14. He said, I have given them thy word. And the world hath hated them. Amen. Like I told you this morning, I preached this morning, that the world ain't going to like you. The world hates our guts. They hate everything that we stand for. Amen. They hate our God and they hate the Lord Jesus Christ with a passion. Amen. But he said, don't worry about that. They hated me before they hated you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, when people, I told him this morning, I said, if people hate you, don't worry about it. Praise God. They hated Jesus too. Amen. We just going to shout. He said, I'm going to just fill you with unity, full of joy, praise God, and I'm going to give you my protection. He said, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, I'm going to take you out of it. Look at verse 15. He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, I'm not going to take them. They've got to be in this world. Paul said, hey, I'm in a strait betwixt two. He said, it'd be a whole lot better for me just to go on out of here and be with the Lord. But he said, I see that this present time, it's more needful for me to be here. Amen. Well, Brother Rex, I'd like to just go on and be with the Lord. I'll be honest. I'd like to see my Savior, praise God. I'd like to look upon His face, the one that saved me by His grace. Amen. Praise the Lord, but it's more needful for me to be here right now, I guess, because He ain't took me out yet. Devil would like to, but He said, hey, listen, He said, I ain't going to take them out of the world. He said, they're in this world, but they're not of the world. He said, so Lord, He said, what I want you to do, Father, He said, I want you to keep them safe while they're here. Keep them from the evil that's in the world. Amen. You know what's amazing about being a child of God? That when we're in the perfect will of God, praise God, we're in a place where the evil of this world can't assail us. Amen. Oh, it can try. It can tempt us. It can come along. Amen. The devil can try to get us down and get us hurt. But praise God. Hey, listen. He can't touch our soul. Amen. And the soul of man needs to just rejoice. Praise God, because it's already been prayed for. It's already been paid for. Amen. And just trust the Lord, because He said He's going to protect us from the evil. You know what He's talking about? He's talking about that old evil one. Amen. He said He's going to protect us from that old evil one so He can't come along and destroy our soul. Amen. Praise God. He said, them that you've given me, amen. He said, I want you to protect them to the uttermost. Amen. It's in God's hands to protect us, to keep us, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? Praise God. That protecting prayer. Amen. Not only a protecting prayer, but notice what verse 17. That sanctification, amen, that He gives us. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Did you ever think about praise? When you listen to God's word and you listen to hear. Amen. Did you hear what I said? When you listen to God's word and you listen to hear. I mean, in other words, instead of going from ear to ear, you listen to hear. Amen. And God begins to speak to your heart, amen. What He does, He's working on a sanctification process. Amen. And He says He does it. Hey, ain't it simple? He said, through thy truth. He said, thy word is truth. He said He does the sanctifying through the word of God. He shows us what's wrong, and He tells us what's right. Amen. I don't have a problem with that. Amen. I'm serving God that loves me. He prays for me, amen, that I could have the power of God to sanctify me. So Jesus is praying tonight for me. He's praying for you that you would be sanctified, set apart by the Word of God. That the Word of God would work on you and it would work in you, even to the setting aside of His children. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Praise God. And not only does He do that, He sets us aside. He begins to sanctify us, praise God. He said, for a work. And He promises, Brother Andrew, He promises in our work, praise God, that we're going to be successful in it. You say, well, preacher, how are we going to be successful? Because Jesus is praying for that too. Amen. 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 Look at John chapter 17 and verse 21. He said that the last part of that verse. He said, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen? So He's already, hey listen, He's already equipped us to be successful evangelists. You say, preacher, you're reaching for this one. No, he said that the world, get this, not me and you. He said that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. He's praying. He said, Heavenly Father, help the world to believe, praise God, when they tell them, amen, help their evangelism be successful. Help the world to believe, amen, that you sent me to die for them. Amen. Amen. Next time somebody tells you, hey, you can't go out here in the lost world and witness for people, it's just a losing cause, baby, I want you to tell them, praise God, hey, you know what? You're a liar, buddy. God's already promised me good success. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. That'll change your whole attitude of witnessing. Amen. Amen. Because God's already promised us. Jesus already prayed for us that we'd have good success. Amen. Oh, boy. Well, I was talking to him the other day. He said, the preacher said, pray for me. He said, pray for me. I said, yeah, I said, I will. What's going on? He said, they got me working with a bunch now, most ungodly bunch of people I ever been around in my life. He said, just ungodly people. I said, well, I'll pray for you. Amen. So I'll pray for God to help you to be a witness, help you be a light. Don't know if it'd do any good or not. They're wicked. He said, amen. God done promised us good success. Amen. Amen. So what we got to do is just got to pray for those old fellows believing. Say, Lord, you've done promise. You've done pray. Amen. That you'd help them to believe. Amen. I think what we need to do is pray, Lord, help me my unbelief. Help thou my unbelief. Amen. I just don't believe that you can. I want to say, praise God, He can. Amen. Bless His holy name. So He said, He promises us good success. Not only sanctification, but good success in the journey. Praise God. And then notice what else He does. He promises us maturity. Amen. He said, He promised that we can grow up in Jesus. And Jesus said, you know what? I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you little bitty babes in Christ. He said, I'm going to pray to Father, praise God, that He'll grow you up and give you some maturity in the Lord. I think a whole lot of folks need some maturing. In verse 23, He said, I and them and thou and he. But He goes back, well, let's go back to verse 22. He says, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I and them and thou and me, that they may be made perfect in one. He said, Father, just like we've got this oneness, praise God, and the glory, praise God, is bestowed in that oneness. He said, help them be one. Amen. And He said, when they come together as one in one mind, one accord, praise God, they come together with us that they may be made perfect. That word perfect is maturity. That they may be mature in the Lord. Amen. So Jesus praised the Father. He said, you know what? He said, I don't want to save them and just keep them as little bitty babes in Christ. He said, praise God, it's still on the milk. He said, I want to get them on the meat of the Word. Amen. Amen. Praise God, He said, I want to bring them along and help them to know these things. Amen. You know what's wrong with most of us? We're still imperfect. We're still immature. Amen. We're still on the milk. And we don't realize the meat. Amen. We don't realize, we don't realize all the help that God has for us. And we act like we're unconcerned. When God says, I want you to be perfect, I want you to be on the meat, praise God, I want to help you. And He says He does it through His Word. Amen. He does it through His Word. We sit and act like the Word don't affect us much. Amen. The Word don't affect us at all. I pray God, that's why we're immature in the Word. We're immature in the Lord. Amen. We're not perfect. But praise God, He said, I want to bring you up to perfection. Amen. I want to bring you up where, praise God, somebody says something, you understand. I appreciate this morning, we was in the prayer room, and I believe it was Brother John, we was talking about a funeral or something he had went to, and they had mentioned they read some scriptures, and when they got through, when they was reading the scriptures, it wasn't the King James Version, it was some other perversion of the Word, and it jumped out at him. Amen. You know what that is? That's maturity. Amen. That's maturity. When somebody reads some old book, and praise God, it's not the Word of God, it's not truth, absolute truth, absolute, praise God, it jumps out at you. You say, wait a minute, that ain't what it says. But what we're actually saying, you know what, I'm mature, that ain't what God says. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what some man says. That's what some woman says. But praise God, it ain't what God says. Amen. You know what that is? When we start doing that, when we start realizing, recognizing the voice of God, praise God, we reach a point of maturity. Amen. But Jesus said, I'm going to pray for you that you can be mature. Amen. Hey, that you can grow up, praise God, in God. Amen. And not be left behind. Boy, we ought to have a desire to grow up in the Lord. How precious is the Word of God. Amen. And not only that, but praise God, He offers us a fellowship when this is all said and done. Amen. Jesus said He gives us all these things. Amen. He gives us a comforter. He gives us a security. He gives us unity. He gives us all these things that Jesus prayed for me and you. But when it comes down to the end, He prays that we'd have fellowship with Him in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about when this journey's finished. Look what He says in verse 24. He said, Father, comma. I believe Jesus is looking right in the face of God, Brother Austin, right then. And he says, Father, Papa, amen, Daddy, amen, glory be to God. Papa, just like my little man looks at, Papa, Papa, but she's got my full attention. Amen. Glory be to God, he ain't nothing. But praise the Lord, but shit. But I believe he looks right in the face because he said, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Amen. The good God of glory, Lord Jesus Christ, he prays. He said, Papa, Father, praise God. He said, hey, Lord God of glory, I pray that these that you give me can be with me where I am. Yeah. Amen. He prays for me and you, praise God. And he says, hey, listen, I want every one of you that belong to me to be with me where I am. Amen. You know what he said? He said, wherever I am. Amen. He said, Father, I want every one of mine, every one you've given me. I like the way he's all inclusive here. Don't leave none out. Amen. Hey, you know what? Brother Andrew, you've messed up a time or two in your Christian walk. You've let God down. You can leave him out this time. And this, no, brother, you can leave Brother Jeff out this time because he messed up a time or two. But no, he don't say that. Glory to God. He said, all that you've given me, praise God. Hey, glory to God. He said, I've not lost one. And he said, I want every one of them to be with me where I'm at. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Jesus prayed and he said, hey, listen, you know what? He said, I want every one of them. I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. And he had a reason for that. He said, because some of them ain't seen my glory yet. Amen. In other words, what I preached about this morning, he said, they haven't really got a look at me sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. He says, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Amen. Glory be to God. He says that. He said, Father, he said, I know you love me, and you always have. I know you give them to me, praise God, and you allowed me to keep them. And he said, I just pray, God, that you let them be with me where I am, because I know you've left that. But hey, remember, I'm the one you love from the foundation of the world. Amen. He says, if you've loved me that long, I know you're not going to quit loving me now. He said, it's not in your nature to do that. And he said, so I pray for God, all those you've given me, let them come to me where I'm at. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, youngins. We've got, the Bible says we have a great intercessor. Praise God. He said, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Who's the them right there? Who's the them? The them is the that. Amen. Them that come unto God by him. Amen. Those that's been born again, praise God. He said, I'm praying for you. I'm interceding for you. And I want to say something, praise God. We may get weary in praying. We may give up in praying. We may get tired and fall asleep praying. Amen. I told you Wednesday night, praise God, that prayer life is the most important thing that we have. Amen. It's how we touch and how we get in touch with God. The average person, they said, the average person that's honest said they pray 3 minutes a day or less. The average person prays 3 minutes a day or less. Amen. But praise God, Jesus prays for us continuously. He's a high priest. They were offering high priest. They offer continuously. So he's praying these things for us continually. You say, well, preacher, how do you know he's praying for these? How do you pray? He's praying for these things continually. Because my Bible tells me my God doesn't change. Amen. If he's praying, believing to receive these things, amen, he's got to do just like we do. He keeps praying continuously, praise God, for me and you, amen, to this effect. To the end result, we're there with him in glory. Amen, that we might be able to look upon His glory. Hey, these natural eyes couldn't stand it. Amen. In order for Moses just to get a little glimpse of God's hinder part, he had to hide him in the cleft of a rock, and he just seen a little shadow of his passion. And he come out of there a changed man. I mean, he was glowing. It looked like a star had fell out of heaven. And his radiance was so changed, so bright, praise God. They had to put a veil. They said, "We can't stand to look on you." They put a veil over his face because he had seen God. The Lord Jesus said, "Praise God, I want all my folks to be able to see me." Amen. He said, "I want everybody, praise God, to be able to behold my glory." Amen. Hey, listen. Praise the Lord, one of these days we're going to be able to behold His glory. We're going to see Him face to face. Amen. Why? Because Jesus is praying for you. Amen. Jesus is praying tonight. Continues to pray tonight for you. Amen.